This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Studios on What's on Your Mind.
Well, you ask me where I come from.
I wonder where he comes from.
Here's what I tell everyone.
I bet he's going to tell us. What do you think, Kev?
I was born by God's dear grace.
Yes, we all were, sure.
In an extraordinary place.
Where would that be, my God?
For the stars and stripes and the eagle flies.
That'd be right here in the good old USA. Glad to have you tagging along today for What's on Your Mind. Thank you for listening. We appreciate you very much. Having a grand old time. We've been talking about a lot of things, and that's kind of a Friday free-for-all. Welcome your calls, questions, comments on about anything on your mind today. You want to talk about something we've been chatting about, or you want to talk about something completely new? Bring it on. Bring it on. 855-200-1776. Locally, 701-271-1100. Question of the day, listener-generated question of the day today, if not Trump, who? I got a boatload of texts here I want to get to as well. Bottom of the hour, Tom Homan will join us on the program. Of course, former U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement ICE guy, the director for President Trump, all the way back to President Reagan. Served this country well. And there's a change coming up with Title 42, thanks to a court decision that is going to increase the flow of illegal immigrants into the United States. Yes, it's going to get worse. We'll talk with Tom about that. And Bubba Schweigert's going to join us to wrap up the program today. Of course, Bubba Schweigert is the coach of the UND football team, and last time I checked, they have a big game this weekend. NDSU Bison. Going to be epic. Going to be epic. So we'll talk with Bubba a little bit about the rivalry that really, if one team is, you know, 7-1, really hot, and the other one is 1-7, it doesn't much matter. All the rules go out the door when those two teams meet up. So, UND coach Bubba Schweigert to talk about that coming up on the program before the end of the hour. So, a lot to do. Let me get to these texts and your calls. We'll kind of bounce back and forth here so we can get everybody in. If not Trump, says a listener, Marjorie Taylor Greene. Let's go, Brandon. What does that mean, let's go, Brandon? I haven't heard you cheering in there with let's go, Brandon, Kev.
Oh, we don't want let's go, Brandon.
For a while. We're due for a let's go, Brandon.
Let's go, Brandon.
There you go. Yeah.
Absolutely.
All right, Chuck. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, Phil. Okay, we're glad you're here, Bob.
Some of the greatest hits, right? William in Detroit Lakes, what's on your mind, William?
Well, right near the end of your show yesterday, you had a question about who leaked the Supreme Court decision.
Yeah, and somebody was asking where the investigation was in on it, too, I think, because how that question came up. Yeah, but go ahead.
Right. Yeah. Well, do you remember a guy named Vindman?
Oh, yes.
Well, it's the same organization that leaked it.
Same organization. What do you mean?
the same people that were listening to Trump listen to the people in the everything that goes on in the Supreme Court is known.
So you're saying there was some electronic surveillance going on? Is that what you're saying, William?
Absolutely.
Now, how do you know this?
Yeah, they're because that was the world I came from.
I see. Very interesting. So when stuff doesn't make sense to us, it makes sense to you because you know the tactics they use.
That's right. It's the thing is, when Trump was, in office and he kept on having problems with, it seemed like there were leaks. It was the same thing. There are no secrets because it's of total surveillance.
Here's what is disturbing to me in that. The president of the United States, the leader of the free world, you'd think that they would have some protections to know when there are people surveilling. How is it that, Supreme Court, too, I would think, would go into some kind of secure bunker when they're having these kind of conversations? But for sure, the president of the United States, how is it that he's not better protected from that?
Well, it's not an easy thing. It's your phone provides, if they wanted to listen to everything that was ever uttered in your presence, they have it, all they have to do is look at it. And the thing is, they're with their brushing technology, it is totally fantastic. With the computers, they're able to, filter through and pick what they want.
What is brushing?
And once they find a thread, they're looking for threads. Okay, a thread that gives them a key that this is something that they want to be more detailed about.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all there, vacuumed up, and they can break it out.
Wow.
Any conversation.
That, William, is fascinating. A little scary.
Well, it's...
A little sad.
It is scary.
Yeah, but also fascinating.
And if you can take that another step further, when Google and Facebook and all the tech giants got in bed with China and gave them the keys on how to do total surveillance, that is huge. Because, they have, nothing happens in China without the PRC knowing.
Right.
Period. Zero. But, like the other day, you had a, the police, chief or superintendent for Fargo that came on after the big drug bust, and he talked about, we know that the fentanyl was coming from China. Somehow our politicians don't know that we've been attacked by China with the fentanyl that's flowing into the country. You think that they're so stupid that they don't understand that we have been attacked? Yet the Chinese still hold most favored nation training status. So they still have the benefits of, fantastic perks, with even though, in all effect, we have been attacked by them.
They never had to fire a shot.
Yeah.
I mean, think about that. That's spot on.
Yeah, it sure is. Back to this.
What's the difference between the COVID?
Yeah.
We know where it came from.
Yeah.
Here's a question I have for you. So in the United States, we have 300 some odd million people, right?
Sure.
China has 1.5 billion. Okay? We've got 1.5 billion people. How in the world would the PRC have the apparatus to be able to spy on that, to be able to get their arms around what's going on? It just seems like it'd be an impossible task.
Well, you know what? It may have been, but with the advent of the computer, it became easy.
Mm.
It's a vacuum cleaner effect. There is zero that goes on in China. People think that it's like the United States, where criminals can do things and maybe we catch them, maybe we don't. In China, it is whatever is produced and sold. A toothpick doesn't leave China without knowing where it's going, how it got manufactured and the PRC getting their share. The drugs leaving China are known 100%. It's part of the, you know, they may allow an oligarch to be, you know, responsible so that if it ever came back, they've got the ability to be able to take that information and say, oh, well, it's like when we had thousands of dogs dying because of the treats that were sent over, how did we deal with it? The Chinese said, well, this manager at this plant was responsible for the poison that was put in these treats and came to the United States, and he committed suicide.
Very good. Yeah, wow. Interesting commentary, William. Thank you for sharing it with us. And, the surveillance of the masses I get, the fact that we can't protect the President of the United States from that is a bit scary. But I appreciate your call very much. Thank you. 16 past the hour. Back to the calls and texts as we continue on What's on Your Mind after a short timeout.
With a history in North Dakota dating back 70 years, Hess Corporation is committed to making a positive impact across communities in the Bakken. Hess, making significant commitments to improve our environment, targeting zero routine flaring by 2025. Committed to the production of clean, sustainable energy for the nation and the world through significant reductions in our carbon footprint. Hess, a trusted energy partner for North Dakota.
Ask a local farmer in Fargo or the Mandan area about High Plains Apache, and one consistent word you'll hear from all of them is local. There's something to be said about being local. Locally owned, locally serviced, High Plains Apache is the dependable company, selling and servicing crop sprayers with the parts you need and having an answer to all your questions. And all this local has a worldwide webpage, highplainsapache.com. highplainsapache.com.
Ready to launch your small business or take your farm from some acres to a lot of acres? How about that big proposal?
Will you marry me?
Or that huge surprise? That forever dream home, the one you can take anywhere. Wherever you are in life, be sure you're ready to say yes. First International Bank and Trust. Say yes to living first. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
We love the American flag. That's why at ndflagpoleguide.com, that's all we do. We install flagpoles. We repair flagpoles. We wash flags. We replace flags. We want to install and take care of your flag. This is Jim. I'm ndflagpoleguide.com, inviting you to proudly display your love for America by flying Old Glory at your home or business. Call 701-571-FLAG or go to ndflagpoleguide.com. And thank you.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Barada. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Nobody said it would be. You finally find that greener grass, but you're still in the weeds. Ain't it crazy? All the time that you spend driving through the rainbow for the pot at the end. I got some rust on my Chevy, but it's ready to roll.
Have you made the switch to Patriot Mobile yet? What are you waiting for? You know they're the only Christian conservative wireless provider in America? You find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless, open borders, spending gone crazy, the prospect of more mandates and lockdowns and inflation and all the things that concern you that could come from Let's Go Brandon. There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. Stick together now more than ever. Go to patriotmobile.com/flagfamily or call 972-PATRIOT. Get free activation with the offer code FLAGFAMILY. It's patriotmobile.com/flagfamily or call 972-PATRIOT. All right, one more segment with your comments and questions. If you want to give us a call, do it. 701-271-1100. Text 701-237-1590. Let's rip through these texts. Many of those unemployed men that you talked about earlier have evidently turned to a life of crime. Selling drugs, carjacking, robbing stores can be appealing, especially when the laws are not a deterrent. I get that, but the number is just staggering. I mean, I think you can describe some that would do that, but a huge number? Wow. Wow, wow, wow. Another listener, I don't know if anyone besides Trump, not even close. DeSantis is great, but he's been governor for 4 years, doesn't qualify him to be president. He needs to focus on Florida, and if he wants to be president, start dealing and getting experience in worldly things, not just a state. That is a very, very good, valid point on Ron DeSantis. No doubt about that. Goes on to say he's young, though, plenty of time. Trump's the only one. Only one. So we're asking the question, not Trump who, and what do we get? Trump is the only one. Another listener wants to know if the Republicans will investigate January 6th and call Pelosi up to testify, subpoena her phone and email records. Think they will, Kev? They should. They should now that they have the house.
I would love to, but Paul and I are planning a secluded giveaway to Italy.
She didn't have time?
We'll be in Europe touring. Is that?
Won't be able to make the investigation.
No, won't be able to make that.
Good luck to you there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
On the rivalry, a listener suggested it could end very soon if the Bison move to the Mountain West.
That's true, I would imagine. Yeah.
Let's get Big Game James in here.
That bumps him up to, doesn't that bump him up to FBS or F, whatever, yeah, I don't know. Or the FCA, I don't know. I don't follow it enough, but that takes him out of the division. They'd have to do an exhibition game almost.
Texter shared the Newsmax poll on the question, should Donald Trump run for president? 90% to 9%. And the question was, in a 2024 Republican primary, who would you vote for? 89% Trump, 7% Ron DeSantis. Ted Cruz says he doesn't break 1%. Nikki Haley either.
Oh, he's the guy to beat, no question. And I don't know how you beat Trump in a primary echoing the exact same message and the accomplishments on those messages that he already has.
The Me Too thing doesn't work, you don't think?
Well, no, he already has those wins.
All right, let me keep ripping through this here. If the liberals want climate change and a more favorable climate, why don't they ever think of changing their way of thinking and living by the way God says men should live? By his law, Ten Commandments, the climate would change if they would quit lying and being so corrupt. The forefathers intended this nation would be governed by God's law, and Constitution was written with that intent to protect and benefit the people it governed.
All right.
Another listener, President Pick, if not Trump, baby steps as improvement over the current president would be John Fetterman. Somebody's having fun with this. See what they did there? Yeah.
Monkey box ice cream pudding pops. What? Yeah.
Pudding pops.
Yeah.
Another listener.
Look it up.
Hey, Scott, if I was a resident of Florida and just elected DeSantis, I'd be really mad if he ran for president months after I elected him.
I said that. First thing I heard, that's exactly right.
He does have to be careful.
He hasn't played into any of it, and he's not going to.
Yeah.
So you won't hear anything out of him, I bet, for another year, if he plans to make a run.
By not playing into any of it, you're saying he's not...
He's not talking about any of that. He's governing Florida.
He's not fueling the presidential
talk. Nope.
Yeah, that's a good
he's
point.
A focused guy. I mean, he's a serious human. He's not, I mean, he's, come on, you're a 20-year JAG officer, and I mean, he's got a job to do, and he knows what it is, and that'll be there for him when he gets there.
Another listener, the only problem is if there is another nominee, would Trump's base plug their nose and cast their vote for them? Probably not. It's the MAGA base. The MAGA base. It's big. Yeah. Another listener, I too support the use of CO2 for secondary oil recovery, where the economics do not require any government support. The problem with burying CO2 and building facilities to accomplish it, it's done for show only, as the amount of CO2 buried is totally insignificant when compared with Mother Nature's annual releases. That's always been about the man-made carbon. So that's the difference there. Lister said, can someone discuss on the radio today why when voting for judges, we don't know their political affiliation in the voting booth? I'll never vote not knowing I will never know their rulings, but if I know they are Republican, then they will be more than likely to rule on conservative rulings. What I would tell you there is they're nonpartisan races. So, you know, the judges do not run as a Republican or a Democrat. So, that's the reason there. By the way, the longest-serving Supreme Court justice, Justice Gerald VandeWall, has announced his retirement. He's 89 years old. This guy's still in the high court. Pretty amazing. Walks like a fiend, too. Walks around the Capitol like, tell you what, you can know that that helps your longevity. But he has given notice to Governor Burgum that he will retire on January 31st. January 31st is when he retires. Listener says, and Grand Forks is allowing a Chinese company to come on in, and better yet, paying them, referring to the caller earlier. I hear you. A texter says, Scott, I have a business associate in Michigan. He brings up south of the border workers legally along with a translator. These guys have many connections to activities south of the border. Even these guys have no idea where the illegals are going and where they're going to work. 2 million or more in this country living off the government because no one can or will hire them? No joke. FBS. Somebody answers for you, Kev. Got your answer on?
Yep. FCS, FBS.
Where they would go.
They would go to FBS,
yeah.
Yep.
Yep.
Big time.
Big time? Big league?
That's the bowl. You know, the college football, the bowl, football bowl series.
Yeah, there you go. All right, thanks for all the questions and comments. Weighing in on the question of the day from the listeners. Tom Holman, when we come back, talking about the border. Well, President Trump has spoken. And now Newsmax is conducting an urgent poll. Will you support Trump again? Or DeSantis? Newsmax wants to know what you think. To vote in the Newsmax national poll, just text the word rally to 39747. That's rally to 39747. It takes just seconds. Text rally to 39747. It's your chance to let your voice be heard. Every day I tune into Newsmax for the real news I can trust. I watch Rob Schmidt every night. Rob asks really tough questions. If you haven't seen Rob Schmidt, check him out tonight. Millions are like me. They're making the switch to Newsmax. And don't forget to vote a Newsmax poll on Trump versus DeSantis. Just text the word rally to 39747. That's rally to 39747. And make the switch to Newsmax today. You're going to love Newsmax.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Japanese officials are reporting North Korea's military test-fired an intercontinental ballistic missile on Friday morning that landed in Japanese waters. The missile that can carry nuclear warheads has a range that could hit the United States mainland. The Biden administration said Thursday Saudi Arabia's Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman has immunity in a lawsuit filed against him due to his high office. The lawsuit is about the 2018 killing of Washington Post columnist Jamal Khashoggi. The immunity was discovered in the lawsuit filed by Jamal's fiance. She, in turn, slammed the Biden administration for its action of immunity. Comedian Tim Allen tells TMZ how Jay Leno's face is doing after getting burned this week.
You're going to be surprised. He's handsome and he's happy, and the hospital's doing a great job taking care of him.
USA Radio News.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, needs a try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If you're hungry, it's lunchtime. Got you covered. PetroServe USA has beef tips in Glendon today. Taco Mac on 45th. Beefy noodles at MP Avenue. Chicken fried steak at 12th and I-29. Scallop potatoes and ham. How about a little comfort food ahead of Thanksgiving, huh? West Main Avenue, West Fargo has that. Also beefy noodles and pulled pork in Harwood. PetroServe USA, home cooking, grab and go convenience. Our friend Tom Holman, who headed up ICE from the Reagan era into the Trump era. He's retired, but tells President Trump all the time, you come back, I'll come back. And we'd love that very much. Joins us on What's on Your Mind. Tom, how's it going, sir?
In the middle of a snowstorm here in upstate New York, but I grew up in this stuff, so it's good.
It's winter. Yeah, exactly right. We have our fair share around here as well. That's, that's for sure. Explain this Title 42 change that's coming. It's on again, off again, so hard to follow. What is Title 42?
Title 42 is something we came up with in the Trump administration during COVID. It's a law that's under the Center for Disease Control, basically saying when you're in a pandemic, you can slow down or stop immigration to the United States to try to, you know, prevent more disease from coming into the country. During COVID, as you know, we had thousands of Americans dying, so President Trump took that authority and was able, anybody cross the border down there, send right back on a Title 42 because we're in the middle of the pandemic. Made perfect sense. And now some Judge Sullivan, who is not a friend of Republicans, if you look at his rulings in the last 10 years, decides he's going to end it, which is going to create just more work for Border Patrol, who's already overwhelmed to the point 70 to 80% of them are no longer on the line patrolling because they're busy processing, changing diapers, and doing whatever. And now he's going to take Title 42 off the table, which means, not the words out, there's zero risk of coming to the United States because they're not going to send you back on a Title 42.
So this obviously will add to our woes as far as the traffic flows.
I think it will. I don't think it'll be, you know, I don't think it's going to be, you know, like earth-shattering change. We're already at earth-shattering numbers now. But, you know, a lot of people, they return on Title 42. They come back. They get rearrested. So, you know, if you subtract those recidivist numbers, it's going to be an uptick. Don't get me wrong. It's going to be, you know, we're already in historic crisis, and they're already overwhelmed. This is going to add more numbers. But I don't think it's like going to double the numbers. But Border Patrol can't handle anymore. They can't handle what they have. And to prove that, since Joe Biden's become president, we got over 1 million gotaways. And this isn't a guess. These are recorded. They're on video. They're on sensor traffic. They're on drone traffic. Border Patrol couldn't respond. They're so tied up these family groups. Well, you got 1 million gotaways. That's just scared the hell out of Americans because we don't know how many of them are criminals, how many of them are carrying fentanyl, how many of them are known suspected terrorists. We know we arrested over 115 of them trying to sneak in the United States. How many of the 1 million gotaways are known suspected terrorists that got in this country? So, any more numbers for the Border Patrol, it's just going to overwhelm them even more, which is going to mean, what's this going to mean? More fentanyl. It's going to mean more suspected terrorists. It's going to mean more criminals. It's going to mean more gotaways.
One note that I heard on that, Tom, was that the gotaways are coming in, and everyone that's coming in knows that you can just come in. You just have to, you know, give them your ID, throw your hands up, you know, or don't have your ID. If you get your packet and you're fine. So clearly the gotaways are the people that are trying to sneak in and don't get identified as they come in. So that adds to the nefarious element to that, does it not?
Yeah, because they know, look, if it's really about asylum, and, which 90% is fraudulent anyways, but let's say that it really is. You want to claim asylum. You just simply turn yourself over to Border Collision.
Yep.
Say a few magic words that the cartels teach you, and you're released. Not only released, they're going to fly you to the city of your choice at taxpayer expense. Who the hell wouldn't take advantage of that? Well, these people pay extra not to turn themselves into Border Patrol. They pay the cartels extra to get away because they don't want to be vetted. They don't want to be fingerprinted. They don't want to be photographed. That's very concerning.
Yeah, think of those numbers.
Oh,
that's
man.
Absolutely staggering. How are the Border Patrol folks doing? I mean, all the, you know, your former ICE colleagues, what is their mood after, you know, the Biden administration just continues to do this and month after month after month, year after year now? What are they thinking?
Well, look, the morale is non-existent, right? You can't beat them up anymore. They're already beat up. These guys are miserable. They're down about 4,000 agents right now. People just quitting. I go to Southwest Border all the time and talk to these guys. I went to a checkpoint down in Brooks County, a huge checkpoint. I had to be going through during shift change. And the guy in the checkpoint asked me to stop in and talk to the guys. You're in the middle of a shift change. What do you want to say hi to the guys? And they pep me up. And I went in there and talked to them. And I just told them, look, you know, hang tight, you know, two more years. We'll come back and fix this and put you guys back to work. But the morale is not existing. It's really sad. You know, the loss of the CBP officer yesterday in Puerto Rico in the shooting. These guys put their lives on line every day for this country. And not only is the president abandoned them, the Secretary of Homeland Security abandoned them. Every time he gets up on a stage or in front of Congress says the border is secure, these men and women wearing that uniform just want to throw up. They're working their butts off, numbers they've never seen in their whole career. And their bosses on TV saying there's not an issue. It's just you can't beat these guys up anymore than they already are. So I just hope they hang in there because I really truly believe in 2 years we're going to take the White House back and we'll get back to business.
I would like to see more outrage from the American public on this. And I know there's not a lot of coverage down there. Fox is one that's got Bill Malusian down there, which is nice. But, you know, people have to know that this level of numbers are coming in the border. Why do you think there isn't more outrage about it?
You know, because no one's talking about it. I mean, if it wasn't for Fox News, who I work for, and radio shows like yours, who the hell knows about it? There's a lot of people in America that doesn't even know there's a border crisis. CNN isn't covering, MSNBC isn't covering, CBS or NBC. And here's what I've been saying. Regardless of what your opinion is on illegal immigration, let's say you think illegal immigration is no big deal. People are trying to get a better life, support their families, and all that stuff. Fine. But you got to understand, when you cause a crisis of this magnitude that overwhelms the Border Patrol 70-80% off the line, a lot of bad things happen. They don't catch their drugs coming across. The sex trafficking of women and children are at an all-time high. We've never seen numbers like this before. That's when the drugs come through. That's when the trafficking of women and children come through. And look, they've arrested more terrorists, no suspected terrorists, in the last 2 years than we have in the last decade. So more suspected terrorists being arrested, which means more suspected terrorists are getting through. So regardless of what your opinion is on illegal immigration, does national security matter to you? Does over 100,000 Americans dying from fentanyl overdoses matter to you? Does a child that gets smuggled across the border and forced into prostitution, does that matter to you? Because if any of those things matter to you, then the border matters to you. So you need to pay attention. This is just not about illegal immigration anymore.
A listener wanted to know if you can see interviews with the Border Patrol employees. They can't be public, can they?
No, they can't. Even the chief of Border Patrol, when he talks, he's not telling the truth. Bottom line is, they've been muzzled them under the Trump administration. You just talk to chief patrol agents on the border all the time, but they're not allowed to talk. Matter of fact, you know, I go down there and talk to agents. You know, they kind of sneak around, come see me. You know, they're afraid to even talk to me. These guys are, you know, we see what happened to the horse patrol. These guys no longer, you know, no, this administration got their backs. They went on, you know, the secretary went on White House podium and lied about the horse patrol, knowing damn well before he went up there that it was a bunch of garbage. It wasn't true, but he still went up there and threw him under the bus. So men and women, both children, they're living day to day, wanting to have a job tomorrow if they speak up. So, no, they can't talk. That's why we count on shows like yours and other shows to get out there and tell the American people what's really going on. But it's really sad how many people in this country are oblivious to what's happening because most of the media is not talking about it, once again, covering for the administration.
Talking to Tom Holman, who is previously been director of the U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, also known as ICE, for a couple more minutes here today on What's on Your Mind. What is their intent? I mean, if you had to guess what the Biden administration is up to here, what are they trying to do here by, what, two million we know about, another million gotaways, 3 million people, come on in. What is the goal here?
No, the number's wrong. The first year, it had 1.7 million encounters. Second year, 2.3 million. That's 4 million. 4 million encounters on the border. Add to that over 1 million gotaways. You're looking at over 5 million people have crossed this border illegally since Joe Biden in the White House. So I think it's several things. Number one, I think Joe Biden sold out to the progressive left during his campaign. He knew he needed them to win the election. So we sold out and agreed to open the border. I think the progressives have this ideology that, you know, we should have open borders. We shouldn't have a border. But I think the bigger thing is that for a lot of the politicians in Washington, D.C., it's about they perceive a future political benefit from allowing millions of people into the country. I think, number one, people say, well, they're going to be future Democratic voters. Well, maybe. But they don't even have to vote. Because what Biden also did when he signed 90 executive orders, ending everything we did in the Trump administration that gave us the most secure border in my lifetime, he also overturned the Trump census rule, which means these millions of people will be counted in the next census, which is going to result in more seats in the House for the Democrats. This is about they sold this country off for future political benefit. Because I dare any of them. I've asked them. Ask any Democrat, what is the downside on having a secure border? What's the downside? Less illegal immigration, less illegal drug flow, less children dying. Over 1,400 migrants have died on U.S. soil since Joe Biden's been in office, another record. Less people dying, less women get sexually assaulted, less illegal drugs coming across, less illegal immigration, less billions of dollars the cartels make, less known suspected terrorists sneaking in. What is the downside on a secure border? There is no downside, but they perceive a future political benefit by running Congress. That is their goal.
Yeah. What don't you like about that list? It's absolutely just disgusting.
Criminal is what it is.
Yeah, it is.
Criminal.
Yeah, it is. Job one.
You're absolutely right. It is criminal, and that's why they need to impeach Mayorkas on day one. And I told that to numerous GOP. If they can impeach President Trump for making a phone call, they can impeach Mayorkas for violating the oath he took, making this country a lot less safe. Over 1,400 migrants dying in U.S. soil. Over 100,000 Americans drug overdoses. Over 5 million illegal crossings of this border. And more than 1,400 known suspected terrorists arrested. If that don't require impeachment, I don't know what the hell does.
No kidding. That's a great idea because it would also bring attention to this mess. It would, the mainstream media would go crazy. Well, if they're trying to impeach a Trump cabinet member, yeah, here's why, firsthand. Less than a minute left. What, you get back in there with Trump, what do you do with the 5 million or the 6 million or the 7 million or whatever the number is by then?
I said a couple of things. First of all, if Trump comes back, he wins the office, I'm back. I gave him my word, I'll come back. It'd be one hell of a pay cut, but I don't really care at this point because I'm mad. I think it's personal. We have the most secure border in our lifetime. We handed them the most secure border. We told them they're going to take the steps they were talking about taking. They would lose control, and they did it anyway. So, you know, we go back to a couple things we do. First of all, we turn just off the Trump plan and reinstitute the Remain in Mexico across the board. You get the third state country agreements for three Central American countries, and you reestablish control of that border. You finish the fence.
Just so you know, I'm counting the days till that happens. Tom Holman comes back with Donald Trump. That's a win-win. I love it. Thanks, Tom. All the best.
North Dakota is a special place.
Oil and gas supports more than 60,000 jobs in the state of North Dakota.
And the industry is vital to our economy, adding nearly $4 billion in state and local tax revenues.
Why would we buy oil from dictators when we have it right here? We produce it the cleanest, the greenest of anywhere in the world.
Keep creating great jobs and right here in North Dakota.
We support North Dakota oil and gas.
Paid for by American Experiment, North Dakota. AmericanExperimentND.org.
At Gateway Building Systems, we understand that the success of your farm is dependent on storage. As the number one Brock bin dealer in the U.S., we will provide you with Brock solid bins, green dryers, Millwright services, towers, conveyors, and much more. We've helped farmers customize their operations, and it's our mission to do the same for you. From planning and design to completed clean and efficient farm sites, you can rest assured knowing that Gateway will provide you with the best storage solutions. Make sure to take advantage of discounts on our Brock solid bins. For more information, go online to gatewaybuilding.com.
Discover Kinder Care. Kinder Care is assisted living homes located in West Fargo, offering adult daycare services, companion care, and assisted living, all the services you need available at Kinder Care, plus home-cooked meals, 24-hour security, personal care, and more, all in a cozy family environment located on 3 acres of land in a scenic, quiet country setting in West Fargo. KinderCareFargo.com or call 701-261-3246.
Think about this winter. You're going along, snow blowing, and then you hit that uneven sidewalk or a large crevice in your driveway, the blower hits you right in the gut, and your hands hurt. Have you had enough?
Ramjack North can help. Level that concrete and put an end to your pain. Contact us now for a free estimate and to learn more at pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com. And have an easy winter.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCN Tax Cut. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Think that much about life, you just live a kerosene dance.
So Mike Lindell says, hey Scott, tell your listeners we're going to give them the best deal yet on these Giza Dream Sheets. And the sets of Giza Dream Sheets right now are priced as low as $29.99. That's the biggest bed sheet sale ever. $29.99. As low as $29.99 right now. If you go to MyPillow.com, remember to use the promo code SCOTT, you'll find that. Or you can call 800-506-9028, 800-506-9028. Joined now by the head coach of the UND football team, and the, I should say this, and may Jim Bowman rest in peace for stealing this, but it beat the Bison time as 10:50. 10:50. Bubba Schweigert, head coach of the UND football team, is here. Bubba, you remember when Bowman used to say that? That was all day. Beat the Bison time.
Yeah, awesome. Awesome memory. And usually it was late in the year, too.
What's that?
Usually it was late in the year, just like this one in November.
Yeah, no kidding. Timing feels the same as well. How does things feel for you and for the team this week?
Yeah, you know, I've said it several times, Scott. I just love our football team this year. I think these guys have worked really hard and worked hard on developing some real chemistry, and our coaches have done a great job, and the guys themselves, starting way back in January when we returned from the holiday break a year ago, and then going through the summer, and we added some transfers, and those guys have been great fits. And, you know, we just keep believing, and we've had some adversity that we've handled well, and we've had, you know, really momentum swings and games that we've done a good job of handling. But we know tomorrow is going to be a real challenge, you know, to go in the Fargo Dome and deal with all the off-the-field stuff. You know, you really got to focus on the field, and our guys need to do a good job of that tomorrow.
Yes, no kidding. So when you talk about loving the football team and having that chemistry and dealing with the adversity and all the different challenges, how do you coach that? How do you get them to that spot?
Well, I think a lot of it comes from the leadership on your team. But, I thought our staff did a really good job of, in the spring last year, just hanging out with guys more. We do this program we call in the spring that the guys draft teams, and we have eight different teams that are competing for volunteer work and supporting other teams on campus and being on time and taking care of study table and academics and all those things. We're competing as a, and that was very good for us to build that chemistry and guys competing against each other and getting to know each other. Because when they're doing those types of things, they're hanging out with each other. And that's really, really helped us. And, you know, up to this point, I think our guys have practiced well, stayed in the moment. You know, the mindset's so important in athletics, as we know, just a positive mindset when things go bad or even when things are going really well. You got to stay in the moment, and I think our guys have done a good job of that.
It all has to transfer to the field, and you see it game in and game out, Coach?
Yeah, you know, really challenged our guys. You know, after September, we were a 2-2 football team, and we needed to do a good job in October, and we were 3-1, and that's, you know, we wanted to get to November and play meaningful games, and we got to November, and we're playing meaningful games. So we, you know, handled the loss in October, you know, which was a tough one with South Dakota State. We put a lot of emotion into that game, and we felt like we needed to recover from that game. So we really challenged our guys to learn from the past. And a year ago, I think a tough emotional loss we hung on to and didn't play very well the next week. So we've done a good job of that, of being able to move on, and that comes from your leadership. And I think the coaching staff has to do a great job of that too. And you just got to keep moving forward, you know, and November's been good for us. We had a road trip to Indiana State, and they had played teams really close, had 4-1 possession losses in the Valley, and the conditions weren't great. I thought our guys really stayed in the moment there and played well on the road, and then came back home and beat a South Dakota team that was playing really good football. They had won 2 out of their last 3, and they're a good team. So every game is tough, and we know now this week going to Fargo is going to be a real challenge, but we're really excited about going down there and looking forward to the challenge.
Is this game still a big deal?
It is. You know, it is for us. I know. You know, huge implications for us. We want to get to 8 wins. And
but beyond even just needing, you know, you want to win, right? You want to get to that number. But is the rivalry still that spark there that you felt over the years as an assistant coach and just that I don't know, something's a little different about this week?
Yeah, you know, I know there's a lot of noise, and you know, we got a number of North Dakota guys on our team that they hear about it all week. And I think what really helped this game become for us was once we had them here last fall, got so that our guys experienced the crowd noise and the passion that our fan base has for this game. And, you know, to get it back to the level that it was, we need to beat them at some point. And that's the plan. And, you know, we're going to have to play well. But it's also a big game for them, too. You know, they need to get this win to stay a seed in the tournament. So a lot of things riding on it.
It sure is. Perfect timing. Perfect timing. You know, a big game for both. You know, just a lot of great things about this awesome rivalry. Bubba Schweigert, head coach of the UND football team, looking for that dance this weekend. Bubba, thanks for the time. We appreciate it. God bless, folks. See you Monday.
Did you know that the oil and natural gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota? It's true. Each year, the industry pays over $2 billion to the state of North Dakota. That money flows across the state, funding everything from education, roads and flood control projects, to social services and law enforcement. Learn more at ndpetroleumfoundation.org. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas. Advancing the possibilities.
Harvest is here, and that means we all need to be careful. Hello, this is Bethany Rentz with Irie Insurance. We want to make sure everyone up and down the valley has a safe and successful harvest. Take extra special care in your travels. Slow-moving combines, mud-covered roads, and debris are just a few things during harvest that can be dangerous. So take your time, watch your surroundings, and most of all, be patient and slow down. For more harvest safety tips, go to IrieIns.com.
You're protected and appreciated at Irie.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.